Have you ever found yourself in the place where you're asking the question, what's all this for?
Or you've seen or heard things and you say to yourself, what does this even mean?
You got some questions.
And we've got answers.
This is
the Talk Boys Podcast.
April.
Back in action.
April of 2022, in the year of our Lord 2022. And what episode number is this, Josh? Because you're the only one that keeps up.
16. Dude, you knew.
I saw it on our document.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's 16.
So our podcast can drive.
Yeah. Yes, it can.
It's not about how old our podcast is. It's about how many episodes. This is how many years. I don't even know. That's not even a good correlation.
But
Sweet 16.
We could say that one. That's 16 years.
That
it's 16 episodes.
It's our Sweet 16 episode.
Oh, man. I hate being sick. Sounds super nasally. I don't know if you could tell in your car or headphones.
Yeah. But. It's like if Billy Joel or Michael McDonald was talking.
Do I sound? I sound like that?
No,
oh, they're
just.
Dang
I
it.
Just was thinking, who's nasally?
I was like Michael McDonald every day.
Taking it to the streets.
He does sound nasally now that I think about
he
it.
He has a buttery vocal though.
But it is like you had a clothespin on his nose and yeah. He can't, which is my whole life.
I like to imagine he probably has the sinuses like we do. You know, I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
And I don't listen to our podcast a lot because I listen to it in real time when we're recording. And I was thinking about this. I was listening through the other day to like one of our episodes just to listen to it. And when we laugh, it sounds like we're both dying.
That's
because we both have that like
little asthmatic laugh. Yeah.
We both do it. And I just realized like maybe we got a lung thing that needs to get.
Well, did you have lung issues growing up?
I would say my older age, my cardio is not awesome. Is that a lung issue?
Sure. I mean, yes, kind of. I was
I've had pneumonia like 3 or 4 times.
That's what it is. I had a really rare case of pneumonia growing up. So I was like in the hospital for a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Almost died. But the doctor said like, it was so bad that I actually have scarring on my lungs. Mm-hmm. So when I run, the breathing that I do when I'm running, granted, a little bit's to do with I'm out of shape.
Yeah, I would say, like, in shape's such a subjective thing anyway. But because people see me at the gym, they think that I'm just like in shape. It's like, no, like my cardio is terrible. I just lift weights.
Right, I move heavy things. And
I never said I was fit, okay?
But I'm here.
Okay, Carl.
Carl, the guy who's just juiced to the gills.
Yeah, we get it, Carl.
His tank top is there's less
string.
Yeah, there's like less.
The biggest piece of fabric on his tank
is
top
at the bottom, right?
Is like the how to wash tag, like the care for tag.
Dude, I've seen is it because like you could see your muscles?
I guess. And there's also like a lot of like guys and girls that are very fit. It seems like the more fit they are in some occasions, the less clothes they wear.
Yeah.
And I like knock it.
That's very true.
I knock it, but I think like if I had like an absolute ripped body, you'd probably have to chase me down to put a shirt on me.
Yeah, I don't. Like,
bro, I'd be everywhere with no shirt on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll be in the gas station. I'll be that guy in the gas station.
Say, hey, no shoes, no shirt, no service. And then I'll just peck dance and be like, oh, really?
You going to turn these bad boys away?
They're mad.
Not a chance. Come get your Mountain Dew.
I like to imagine in that scenario, I'm probably buying something healthy.
A little coconut water, maybe.
Yeah, I got to take care of these guns.
And
why don't you go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram?
Right, at the Talk Boys Podcast. I almost said .com.
The Talk Boys Podcast dot Instagram.
No, it's just the Talk Boys Podcast.
Yeah, so follow us there. Also, shoot us a DM. We love DMs. We love getting messages on the Instagram.
Yeah, what we should talk about. Give us some energy drink suggestions.
Yeah, or you could ask us for an address to send us energy drinks.
That's we'll put a great them in our body. Idea.
Yeah, so seriously, give us a follow. We would love that. And speaking of energy drinks,
it's the sip of the day. What do you got?
I have a bucked up, B-U-C-K-E-D.
Yeah, you got to spell that guy.
Bucked up energy drink. Miami flavor.
Which I thought that was just like a hunting brand.
No, I don't. It's not a hunting brand at all, I don't think.
Oh.
So supplement brand from DAS Labs. They make really great pre-workout.
Ooh.
But they recently, I think in the last year, have done energy drinks. And
that's the route to go, man.
Oh, dude, it's so smart. If you're already making a lot of the stuff and you already have the caffeine on hand and, you know, all the vitamins that are in here, I really do it for the vitamins.
Yeah, that's why I drink energy drinks, too.
And when they don't have meat in them.
Yes.
But, anyway, they started making these, and, dude, their pre-workout packs a punch. Their energy drinks pack a punch. Super strong. So I got
this. Does it do the itchy face thing?
No, there's no. So the difference.
I kind of like that.
I don't like it unless I'm working out. Beta alanine, I think, is what causes the itchies.
I don't know what it is, but I like it.
I like it. Baby, I like it like that. Ain't that a song? Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
This is Miami flavored, which I looked up, and it is strawberry, mango, and pineapple flavor.
Oh, I like all of those.
So that's what I'm drinking. What are you having?
I'm drinking the White Girl Wonder, Alani New. This is what we're just going to call them.
The White Girl Wonder.
So one thing about me is branding will get me, even if it's a crappy product.
A colorful can.
You get some good branding with the font that I like, I'm going to buy it. So this one is Trippy Hippie. And my Lord.
I've had that one before.
This looks
really
like
good.
A air freshener that would be in a white Camry driven by a girl in a sorority.
Yeah.
But this, doesn't it? Look at
it. Looks like look at it. It looks like it has like a series of colors that someone would wear at like a music festival when they're trying to be a free spirit.
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm really free spirited. I go to a music festival every year.
Does that mean you don't shower as much as I do? Like, I don't understand the free.
I don't think you know. Hey, you're not a free spirit.
You've bought Amazon crystals from Amazon and those little woven net things that you put on the wall. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you're not that free spirited.
Like, because I sometimes think I'm a free spirit. I'm not. Like, bro, no, I love
I'm
to travel.
A,
I love
a
doing
creature of habits.
I love doing new things. But a free spirit is somebody that like almost annoys everyone else
by how in quotes free they are,
and they can't help it. They don't have to tell you they're a free spirit.
I know. What is the uniform of a free spirit person? Let's just.
I always think of Jenna from Forrest Gump. That's a free spirit, in my opinion.
Okay.
And all the girls at festivals, at music festivals, are typically dressed like her.
Yes. So that is very true. I think of the people that I used to work with at Urban Outfitters.
Okay.
Long ago. It was a crop top, but it was made out of some stretchy, weird yarn material.
Hemp.
Yeah, of course it is. These weird bell bottoms where it was like tight jeans, tight jeans, tight jeans. And then from the knee, it looked like a freaking parachute, dude.
Like, it looked like you had like super small thighs, but really big calves.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. And then the shoes would alternate. From, I guess the ladies call them gladiators.
Yeah. Look, like, I used to call them Jerusalem cruisers.
What are those?
Some of them Jerusalem cruisers.
So, yeah, it's either one of those or leather Birkenstocks.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with those.
If you're a free spirit, we're not laughing. We're laughing with you.
Yeah. Not at you.
I agree. If you're a free spirit and you are one, we'll tell you. But you don't have to tell people you're a free spirit.
Yeah. You just let your lifestyle handle that.
I'm a wild Mustang. Let me run.
Ew, gross. Where would you go? Where would you go if I let you run?
Dude, let me run. Dude, if you let me run, not very far. Not real far, brother bear.
Oh, man.
Well, we should open these, right?
Let's do it. Yours always has more crispiness to it.
I think a lot of it's this microphone.
Maybe. Well, that's some battery acid in that.
That thing right there about to. That thing's gonna get stuck in my esophagus.
That will start a freaking car.
Hey, have you seen the challenge? Hey, we should drink these, right?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna
put it in our bodies. Wow.
Was I right in my deduction of the flavor?
You were going to say that it's...
I said that I thought it tasted kind of like sweet tarts.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like if you put it in like a Sprite,
yeah,
this is what it would be.
Crushed up some sweet tarts. This is real good.
I know, I need to try that.
It tastes like...
Next time.
It tastes like... I don't know. I like that they said Miami because it's kind of like a very like, I don't know. When you drink it, you feel like you're in a
tropical soda.
You feel like you're in a white suit.
In Miami?
Yeah.
Okay.
Into a red Ferrari.
Grand Theft Auto vibes.
Dude, what a game. Don't play that game, kids.
Nope.
So give me some life updates, Josh. What you been doing?
I just feel like I'm sick again. And it's just so annoying. I don't know what to do, what not to do. So I have a lot of friends that are like, first off, my mom is the medicine queen. She takes medicine for everything to the point where she might as well. She's the person who takes medicine and is like, hey, this doesn't work anymore because you can't take it every day. It says on the box. She's like, well, just saw the doctor again. They just gave me, and it could be Mucinex to Allegra to
a Z pack.
She lives on them.
Hey,
like they're vitamin packs, dude.
Why is that like the mom's first go to? You need to call the doctor and get on a Z pack.
Exactly what my mom
said. Did you
ever
watch the show Everybody Hates Chris?
No.
His dad always talked about Tussin. He'd give you Tussin for everything. This is a Robitussin.
Yeah.
He'd always give you Tussin. I feel like a classic mom move is a Z-Pack. I can't tell you, like, when I had COVID, how many moms in my life.
Get that Z-Pack.
I don't even think my mom told me that, but it sounds like something she would say. You need to get on a Z-Pack.
My mom said that last week. So, I'm like on that, and then I have the holistic friends. You just need to drink so much water.
You need to put a...
Cool, does water have medicine in it?
You need to put a clove of garlic in your socks before you go to bed.
Oh, my God,
dude. It'll pull the toxins out of your body.
Dude, here's what I've real... all right, so everyone keeps saying garlic, and I'm like, okay. I don't really understand why people are just talking about garlic. Let me look it up. Bro, people put garlic everywhere. They put it everywhere when they're sick.
I've had somebody say something about garlic one time. I didn't just come up with that.
No. It's like a wide thing of like, oh, garlic. But people put it in places where I don't think garlic is designed to be put. Mm-mm. And it's everywhere. And
if it's not on food, stop it.
I know. But I'll put garlic salt on anything.
Dude, I put too much garlic in everything I cook.
Dude, yes. 30 minutes after, my world is turned upside down. But, so I'm just trying to feel better. I drink more water than I ever have, which
it
usually...
It does make you feel better, though. Hydration really does.
I don't drink water at all, which I think there's water in energy drinks.
When somebody tells me I drank like a bottle of water today, I'm like...
That's me.
That is such little water.
Yeah, but I've never seen someone drink as much water as you.
Yeah.
That's your fourth one today.
That's my fourth one since you've seen me in this
afternoon.
Yeah,
that's not even this morning.
That's 64 ounces. I'm at a half gallon just this afternoon. Oh, I drink a gallon and a half of water a day.
I just might as well just stay in the bathroom.
If you start doing that, though, I'm just saying, if you start doing that, It is like a king move. You'll start feeling amazing.
I need to feel amazing.
Drink water, everyone.
Just do it. You
haven't been feeling good, which it's probably like sinuses, right?
I don't know. Yeah, my sinuses are trash anyways. But with not feeling good, you don't want to go outside, so you just end up turning on the TV.
Yeah.
And my wife's more of a proponent to watch, like, crime documentaries.
So is mine.
I get stuck in them, and I go, well, dang it.
They're compelling, though.
Now I got to figure out why this guy leaves, I don't know, Pop-Tart wrappers every time he kills someone. And so
the Pop-Tart bandits. The Brown Sugar and Cinnamon Boys.
Oh, my God. What a sweet rap group.
The Brown Sugar and Cinnamon Boys?
Yes.
Please. Is it the Maple and Brown Sugar Boys?
That could be us right there.
Dude, that actually would be the best.
That's our album, hip-hop album that we haven't released yet.
What series are you watching?
Oh, God. Which one was it? It was on HBO. Oh, it was the Heaven's Gates cult.
Hell's Flames? Judgment House cult.
That basically is one. No, it wasn't that one, but it was the Heaven's Gates one in the
about the cult.
Yes, in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
With the famous crime photos with them like covered up in sheets with their Nikes at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That
stuff you hear about, but you don't realize it actually happened. Like it was really weird.
Yeah. All the time. News people just don't find out about news people. I don't know. Reporters, whatever it is.
News people.
Investigatory.
The media,
the news. It was just really sad. Because it here's the scary part. If you're charismatic enough, you will create followers.
Oh, for sure.
But that is it.
You can get, if you are enthusiastic, passionate, and charismatic enough, you can get.
Yep.
What did Ralphie May say one time? He said, why is it that like every year that there's like just some guy that says that he's Jesus and he's like at least like 30 white people will be like, okay.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Dude, it killed me when he said that. But yeah, there's actual like cults. People don't, hey.
I want to say you're smarter than that, but the reality is that's probably not true.
Hey, here's something for Christians, because we're Christians.
That's right.
If you ever start following like an organization or church and it's really like the leader doesn't drive you to like become closer to Jesus, that is like a test of that you're probably following a charismatic leader, which is it's just not Christianity. You're not supposed to follow a person. You're supposed to follow Jesus.
That's it. So,
side note, because sometimes I get a little frustrated. It's like, hey, like you should honor the pastors. Like, I think we have amazing pastors where we work.
Yeah, I do too.
And it's because they like point us in the right direction.
Right. It's not just come to me for all the things that you need.
You not just come to them for everything.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, if it's like someone who claims to be a Christian, and they're like driving you to follow them more.
Go ahead and raise that little red flag.
Yeah, go ahead and start asking some questions to the man upstairs.
That's it. So, so there's that.
We got so serious.
I know, but that is just, it's so crazy how easily people can gain influence and people just go, okay, you have no credibility. I'll follow you. And it's just like, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Don't follow person just because they're a decently good person.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay. I don't know.
And it's sure, you can have people that you really look up to, mentors. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
But ultimately, they're not the end-all, be-all for the truth. Because people
Christian or not.
People are people.
Yeah,
give me long enough, and I will let you down.
I know.
I hate to tell you that.
It hurts me when you say that.
But give me long enough, and I'm probably... And that, you know what? If you're a good friend, you'll know that. You'll know that I'm a human.
I know. It just makes me sad. Anyways. Oh, man. What about you? What you been up to?
I think I've had like a really busy few weeks to the point that like I just feel like I've just worked and slept. You ever feel like you got into that rhythm? And I would love to say that, like, oh, everybody's making me do it, but a lot of times I do it to myself. Hey, if you're overworked and you're listening to this, check and make sure that it's not you, because I would say, like, the majority of the time it's me that's doing that.
Yeah. Well, workaholic people just naturally tend to do that.
And your value is not in what you do. But for me, it's not really been that. It's just I've had, like, a kind of a busy few years, few months, few weeks,
could
few
be.
Days. It's been busy. So I've just been busy. So me and Josh, we ate questionable food for lunch.
Today?
Yeah, just earlier.
That's right.
And we immediately both were like, ugh. Like, we felt terrible.
My body started to slowly get the cold sweats.
Like, yeah, you didn't look good, dude. You were pale.
Thanks,
and
man.
You don't really know if I look pale because I'm always pale. So, but you don't really know. It's like, is he more pale? How? He looks like his socks. But we sat down for a minute. And sometimes you need to do this. Find you a little place to decompress. That's what we did.
That is exactly what we did.
It's been a rough little stretch. And a lot of it's been good things. Some of it's been bad, but yeah. Just tired. And we sat down, literally just laid on like a sectional couch on two different sides, not together.
Yeah, and I know what you're thinking.
We weren't cuddled up.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, we laid there for a minute, and it was so good. So, like, I will say, like, it's been busy, but been good, and not just for the sake of being busy. Those are the worst. If you're just busy just for the sake of being busy, stop it.
There's no point.
Stop doing that.
You don't get actually more things done by being busy.
Also, if you're, like, very career-focused, I'll just tell you this. You can always make more money, but you can never make more time.
Wow.
So do with that what you want. I'm having to preach that message to myself right now.
That's it.
So, but the other thing, TV shows, I'm really glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Dude, my wife and I started a TV show. I think we're like 4 episodes in now. It's called The Ultimatum. So have you ever heard this, or have you ever seen the show Love is Blind?
Yeah.
I think it's Love is Blind. No, it's not Love is Blind. Maybe.
Is that the one where they can't see each other and they ask each other to marry each other? Which sounds like a horrible idea. Not.
It's Vanessa and Nick Lachey. Whatever show they have.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Married at First? It's one of those. So they have a show now called The Ultimatum.
Marry or Move On. Oh, wow.
They have a show called The Ultimatum. So are you looking it up?
Yeah.
So the premise of this show is they have couples that have been dating for a while. It seems like they're all kind of in their mid to late 20s. And essentially one of the people in the relationship has given the other person an ultimatum of, you either marry me or we're done. So, and what's interesting is you would think it would be only like the females saying that, but some of the couples, it's the male saying they want to get married and the females don't. So with that being said, they put all of these couples together, okay, and they let them date each other. So, like, they put, like, five couples together, and they literally let the men date, like, the guys and girls date, like, each other. Like,
what are you saying?
So, like, okay, me and my significant other, your significant other, are on the show.
Uh-huh.
We date each other's significant others.
I don't like that.
Then you have to match with one of the significant others and live with them for 3 weeks. Like, not the person you came with, bro. And then after that, you go back to living with your person, and then you make a decision at the end of the show whether you want to still be with your person, be with that other person you made a connection with, or be by yourself.
Oh, my Lord.
Can I just say this, guys? If that is how you're deciding to get married or not, you just shouldn't get married ever.
No. Save your time, your money, and the other person's.
Hey, if you're not going to marry me, let's just go date other people and see how that works out. And you know what? It works out terribly. So far, it's worked out real terrible. And I'll just say, even though I don't agree with the premise, bro, the show
just, is it entertaining?
I typically don't like reality that much, but it you is got sucked just in? So, yeah, it's just interesting. And I think it's mainly for like just seeing how people react. I love seeing how people react to stuff. And also I can typically pick apart like how much of it was scripted and how much, like I try to do that too. That's like a game I play.
Does it feel like that? Can you?
Most reality shows I feel like are pretty heavily scripted.
Right. I agree.
Or they kind of, it seems like they do things intentionally in the show to like stir up drama.
Right.
And
this show does that.
It's no exception to what most reality, and to the extreme. So if you imagine, as you can imagine, the people in the show are dating each other's significant others.
And they're all decently good looking.
Everybody on the show is beautiful,
it seems like. So annoying.
Guys and girls. So yeah, it's very, the show is interesting. I'm not going to recommend it. Like, you could watch it if you want. I think it's interesting just because it's funny to see people do things that aren't smart and then get surprised by it. Oh, that is funny. We should try this project and see how it works. We're going to date other people and see how it works, and then we'll talk about it. It's like, bro.
You want to ruin your relationship.
You allowed reality TV to ruin your current relationship. And you know what? You shouldn't get married. If that's the premise, you have to go on a show and date other people to figure out if you need to be with that person. Probably not a good.
Hey, yeah, it's not going to work out.
And I'm not the king of relationship advice. Hey, but I have been divorced.
What did you say?
I have a divorce. I know what a bad marriage looks like. And I know what a good marriage looks like because I'm remarried. Been married for almost 5 years, happily.
Congrats.
Yeah, it's not that long, but it is. And like, if
I don't know, 5 years, 5 years doing anything consistently, that's how I look at it. Think about it that way. 5 years doing something consistently, people don't even have jobs that long.
No.
And you stayed with one person and your love continues to grow.
Yeah. Are you
kidding me?
I would, you know, here's a good test. If the, you know what I hate? We're talking about relationships when we're over there. If you're a significant other, you can't wait to get away from them. Probably not a good sign to get married.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying like a guy's not out, it's not a good thing. Man, like I want to hang out with my boys. That's cool. But you know, like the sometimes like, oh man, I couldn't wait to get away from the old ball and chain. It's like, dude, I would rather hang out with my wife than anyone else.
Yeah, she's priority number one.
And yeah, I'm not saying like it's not okay to want to have a guy's now. I'm just saying like you shouldn't, like if your thought is I need to get away for a little while, like, and that happens a lot, probably don't get married.
Yeah, or probably figure something out.
Yeah, maybe go get counseling. Counseling's good, bro. Good stuff.
It is, man. We were talking about that earlier today.
Yep.
Sign me up.
So what's our next segment, if you will?
It's quickly growing to one of my favorites. It is the Urban Dictionary word of the day, and this word is geek rich. Okay, here's the definition. When a person has a small or minimally furnished apartment, a low quality car, because they spend all of their money on the newest high-end electronics. These can include TVs, sound systems, computers, cell phones, etc.
That's a real person. I feel like I know some of those people.
Oh, yeah, dude. Similar to the concept of being hood rich.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
You have a lot of nice things.
Yeah, so let me put it in a scenario. Jeff says, I thought Andy landed that high-paying job. Why is he still living in that apartment and driving that Jeep? Tom, he can't afford that, man. He's totally geek rich.
Dude, that's a real thing. I feel like I used to be like that kind of with vehicles. Like I had to have like the coolest vehicle in the world.
You do have cool cars still.
No, but I'm saying like I had like, I bought brand new vehicles every couple years. Like every
really?
2 or 3 years. Yeah, it was like a problem.
You just traded in the old one?
Yeah, but like I didn't. I had like a very okay home. I'm not saying I lived, like I had a nice house, but like a nice home, but yeah, I was like, I remember like thinking, this isn't smart.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Make sure I get this good roof over my, like, and it's all about perspective. Like some people like cars more than they like houses. So it's like, And then people will knock them for that. It's like, hey, oh, you know, you drive a brand new this, but you live in like a, you know, small house. Like, well, maybe that's our priorities. It doesn't have to be.
Right, right.
You know, I just think like, don't be materialistic, but if you enjoy something, enjoy it.
I like geek rich. I like that phrase.
I love electronics. I love new technology.
What is the thing about technology that like, gotta have the new one?
I used to be like that. I'm not like that anymore. I used to have like a new dude. I've changed. I feel like so much. I used to be very materialistic. I'm just not anymore. Oh, and I say that like not that I'm like healed now or something, but like I'm not near as materialistic as I used to be. And you know, some would say I still am, but I'm not. If you compare it to the way I used to be, I used to have to have a new iPhone every year.
Yeah.
I was like on a plan where I got a new iPhone every year. Every time one came out, I was watching the keynote. I had to have it.
Did you watch the what's the website that you can get updated on all like electronic something net? Oh, CNET?
CNET, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, CNET's pretty cool. I would read like CNET about headphones. So dude, I'm extremely picky about headphones. I'm the guy who will buy a set of headphones that I can't try and take them back if they don't sound exactly like I want them to sound. And you want to know something else about me? I have never put a headphone on my head or in my ears that I thought was like exactly what I wanted to hear.
Really?
Describe
then how.
Like, I want balanced but punchy. I want to feel the music while hearing the music. Like, and you can put haptics in a headphone that makes it like vibrate to the bass. Like that's a technology they have.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, there's a few headphone companies that have that now. But I think for me, I'm just always looking for this like sound that I haven't heard yet, but it's in my head. And until I hear it, I'm never going to be happy.
That's really sad.
Like as far as headphones go with technology.
Yeah, but your in-ears, how many? No, not
they
yet.
They just have 10 drivers in each ear, and they
holy
sound great.
Crap, how?
I have like custom molded in-ear monitors I use for like when I'm on stage.
Yeah.
So I can hear. But those are less about, those are a monitor. They're not for like music listening. They're to monitor the music I'm making.
You couldn't listen to just music.
And a lot of people don't know, like, yeah, I'm sure you could, but they're not going to sound like a headphone where they're tuned very differently. It's like studio monitors, for instance, don't sound the same as headphones. And the reason, a lot of people don't know this, they're tuned flat so that you can build an EQ without having to like, they're tuned flat so that you can EQ it for like a headphone, for like like a production standard of like, you know, releasing it. And so, you know, like you wouldn't want to listen to music every day in like a inner monitor because they're meant for like monitoring what you're making versus like what you're listening to.
Bro, like good headphones are crazy expensive.
Like what's the top of the line headphone right
now? So I just typed in expensive headphones and I guess Moon Audio. No, that's the website.
Moon Audio.
Hi-Fi Man. Those headphones are $5,500.
What?
I swear. Yeah.
Maybe that's the unachievable sound I'm looking for. Maybe that's why I don't have it.
It just costs $5,000.
Dude, my inner monitors didn't cost $5,000.
Oh my gosh. You got to pay extra for the cable? Dude, come on.
Somebody that's geek rich has those.
Yeah, that's the geek rich guy.
I spent $5,000 on these headphones, but dude, they sound just like
there's real vinyl wood on it. Get out of here. Who cares?
Who cares if it has real wood? It just seems like something that'll go bad quick. Like it's not going to last very long.
That's so dumb. All right.
Yeah, well, geek rich is buying $5,500 headphones.
That will do it.
To listen to music that sounds minimally better than, you know,
I love loud music though. Do you listen to loud music in your car or no?
No.
Oh, dude.
I put typically when I'm going on the road, I put my AirPods in, and sometimes I don't even play music. I just keep them in noise canceling mode.
What? Why?
I like quiet. No, I like music, but I have to be like typically when I listen to music, it's like not very loud because I'm trying to protect my ears and my hearing.
Oh, I've ruined mine already.
I love a good concert, though, baby. You take me to concert, I want to feel the kick drum in my chest.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I love it. But, yeah, a lot of people think that I love loud music. I'm just, and I do, but it's, I think because I want to protect my hearing, I'm always like.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, if I'm at a concert, turn it up.
You don't put earplugs in?
No. But, like, if I'm listening to music every day, I don't want it to be super loud because it's like, why would I damage my own ears?
Huh.
Even my inner monitors, like, I don't want to crank them because damages your ears.
I crank the crap out of it. Maybe that's why I can't hear certain things.
So, today's topic is not really, it's less of a topic.
Right. It's more of just something we want to do.
We're testing something out, gang. So, versus being a topical podcast, which is what we've been, we decided we're going to try a few new things out. So, today's, like, title would be called Newsboys. And we're not talking about the Christian group with Peter Furler as the lead singer.
God, I used to love him.
Yeah. They make some jams. And their drummer always had a lot of, like, showmanship, I guess would be the word, at concerts. But we were talking about, like, current events and, like, funny news and this and that.
And there are so many good ones.
And we were like, why don't we just talk about things maybe that people are wondering what our thoughts are on this, or, you know, maybe you don't even care. Well, you get to hear a specific perspective on each of these topics. So today we're going to be your news anchors. And can you imagine turning on the news and seeing us?
With Josh Delacruz
and
Holden Pace.
This is the Talk Boys Podcast. Well, hello today.
You have to have that voice, right?
We have an area of low pressure coming in at 73 degrees. It's going to be very sunny today.
That guy.
No, it's like, yeah, like, I don't have a news anchor's voice. That's why I said it'd be funny if you saw us. So, interesting thing that happened recently, I think within the last 24 hours, from my understanding.
Yep.
Mike Tyson, Iron Mike, punched a man in the face on a plane. Multiple times.
Yeah, he just went after him.
So the news article I don't have on me, but we like hit the finer notes. Do you have the news article?
I don't, but basically
the man got drunk, right?
The guy behind
him, Mike.
And it was like first class seating. It's like the big seats with the divider in the middle.
I've always wanted to sit in those.
Me too. Not a chance I ever afford that. But the guy gets super drunk, and he's like messing with Mike Tyson, who's sitting in front of him,
which is stupid. Don't mess with Iron Mike.
It's this kid dynamite. He's borderline killed people.
This man has knocked people out cold that are professional boxers.
Yeah. And so this dude just keeps picking on him, asking him for mushrooms. Like, you can hear the audio.
I want to hear Mike Tyson say mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Mushrooms.
I broke my back. My back is broken. Spinal. That's one of my favorite videos of him.
I love him.
Back is broken.
So
he was messing with me. And Mike, from what I read in the article, Mike said, "Hey man, leave me alone. Like, I just want to enjoy the
flight."
Yeah,
like multiple times.
And dude, I'll tell you this: if I see Mike Tyson in public, I'm going to be starstruck, and I'm going to try to get a picture with him. But you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to go, this guy is like a worldwide icon. I'm going to leave him alone after I get my picture.
Right. I'm not going to pester him. But this guy, he's like tapping him on the shoulder and stuff. Well, dude, he just turns around, stands up on his seat, and just, dude, I'm
a straight up melee.
Like hooks. Grab the back of his shirt and just pow, throw. Pow, and pow, you, pow. You can watch it, but that might be two things if I'm that guy. Probably need to go to the hospital afterwards.
Brain damage for sure.
Yes, but also, I got punched by arguably one of the best boxers that ever lived.
Yeah, so part of me is thinking, is this guy really an idiot? But the other part of me is thinking, no, he had a plan. Because now he's the guy who got punched in the face by Mike Tyson on a plane.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't want to get multiple punches in the face from Mike Tyson.
No,
but
no,
dude,
no.
What a cool story!
I know. And
you
there's
got
video
punched
of
in the
it.
Face by Iron Mike. Yeah, the video is online. You can look it up. It's all over Instagram and the Twitter sphere.
But yeah, how scary! You just see him turn around with that giant tribal tattoo on the side of his face. You go, this can't be good.
Okay, let's ask this. Two questions.
Okay.
How much money would it take for... Because I feel like both of us would probably be okay taking a punch from Mike Tyson just for the story. Okay?
Okay.
Would you, or would you, would it take an amount of money to get punched in the face? Now, I'm talking Mike Tyson anchored back in those Air Monarchs that he wears now. Cause
yeah. He's the boy getting old.
He's getting old. So, how much would it take for you to get punched in the face by Mike Tyson?
Well,
like, take off the star thing. Say you and him are already friends, so people know that you hang out with
right,
him.
Right, right, right. The problem is I've been knocked out quite a few times.
Sure.
Because I was an idiot growing up.
I don't know if I've ever been knocked out.
So, there's definitely damage I'm going to take.
Like, we're talking about him hitting you, like, bare knuckle in the side of the head, like the temple or the face, wherever he wants to punch you in the upper quadrant of your vehicle.
Of your neck, yeah.
So,
I don't know, $500,000?
$500,000?
Half a mil. Because you guess the hospital bills alone, I know, are going to have to be there. I'm probably going to have teeth replaced.
Yeah.
If he punches me?
That's my thinking, is like, does he punch me in the jawline? Because I'll tell you, like, if he just goes for a straight up punch in the face, like, I'd probably do it for cheap. But you're also having to question where he's landing that punch. Is it going to be one of those gnarly uppercuts that he used to knock people out with back in the day?
Or the full body haymakers where both of his feet come off the...
Arguably the greatest boxer ever.
He's my favorite boxer.
Yeah. I would say... Let's say medical bills are paid, dollar amount. I say 10 grand, I let him punch me right in the face. If medical bills are paid, if I need to go to the hospital.
Okay. I would do 10 grand.
All right, let's go further. A full sanctioned boxing match.
Oh, God.
With Mike Tyson. Like, it doesn't matter how long you last, what do you need your payout to be? To be in a boxing match with Iron Mike.
It would probably be the first number I said.
Half a mil?
Yeah.
Honestly, they pay boxers so much money in comparison to the UFC.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I mean, you would earn a lot of money, but like, if it
was
in a...
Who's that absolute unit that's fighting in the UFC now? I don't keep up with the UFC as much as I used to. Mainly because the people that followed it kind of like...
Yeah, the bro dudes messed it up.
The
for
bro
me.
Dudes that wear tap out shirts and have so much to say about fighting.
Yeah.
It kind of like ruined it for me. But if you lose a match in the UFC, you get 50 grand, which seems like a lot of money, but it's not. Especially for the absolute beating that you can take in comparison to boxing.
Yeah, like forever damage.
Forever damage. I want to be. Yeah. So let's say. You and Brock Lesnar in his prime.
Not a freaking chance, dude.
Okay.
He kills me. It doesn't matter how much money I make. I'm dead.
What's the dollar amount to go three rounds with Brock? Now, you don't have to go all the way three. It's a sanctioned 3 5-minute rounds.
He tackles me and he punches me with his lunchbox-sized hands.
Dude.
One time.
His fist is like a brick.
They have a special glove that they used to make for him. Because none of the gloves would fit his hand.
Nah. So I feel like I can speak to a little more because I'm a bigger guy. So like for me, it's like he's gonna beat me up in his prime for sure. But like I could probably like.
I think you could catch him on the way in.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like I might be able to last, like, a little bit longer than a smaller person. I'm not saying I'm going to last very long, but, like...
I agree with that. I'll admit that.
Like, you know, so, like, for you, like, Brock Lesnar's 275, probably 6'5".
Yeah, man.
I'm 6'4".
He runs after me. What do I do?
It's... You dodge him.
Yeah, I mean,
but the
cage.
Other thing, he was a defensive lineman. For the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
So he can also, he's also fast.
I'm screwed.
Scary. Yeah. I would say for me, my dollar amount for a sanctioned fight with Brock Lesnar would probably be, I'd probably go the half a million range.
Yeah, let's do that. Make some money And also,
you're going to get beat
pretty bad.
Well, okay, let's say this. If you make it each round, you get more. So, like, you get $500,000 a round.
Okay, I like this.
$500,000 a round, can you go three to get $1,500,000?
No. I have to run the whole time.
But I'm saying, could you?
What am I punches going to
do to him?
Could
you protect your face and your body enough to go a full? I don't think, like,
if
for
it's,
me.
If it's tomorrow, not a chance.
No.
If I can train for it. If he shows up here and he's like, remember that thing we were talking about? I'm like,
6 months.
Frick.
You know what's interesting about this? This, for guys, I feel like this is something specific to us.
It's an ego thing.
These things come up all the time. Like, oh, like stupid, how much would it take for you to fight this guy? And we all know we'd get, you know, beat by Mike Tyson, beat by Brock Lesnar in his prime. I don't know if he could still fight. I'm sure he can. Both of them can.
Yeah.
Enough to beat us. But, like, I think about that a lot. Like, because we got in, like, a debate of, like, they were talking about everybody, like, loves Joe Rogan, like, and they also look at Joe like he's the, you know, because he's also like a black belt in jiu-jitsu, right? Like
yeah.
He's a pretty gnarly.
And taekwondo.
Gnarly fighter as well. But I think as me and like some of my brothers and like my mom were all like around Christmas time, they were talking about like, you know, Joe would beat us all up. And I'm like, yeah, well, he's like a great fighter. And they're like, yeah, he would like beat us all up. And I'm like, you know, like, essentially, the debate came up to, like, how long could we last in a fight with Joe? And it was like, oh, he'd take us out in 30 seconds. So I'm like, no, I think I'll last longer than that. And, like, confidently, I thought I could. But at the end of the day, it's like, because I said, like, they're like, yeah, but he knows this stuff. And I was like, there's a lot of people that know that stuff, but he's not a professional fighter.
True.
Like, true. But also, he's a pretty gnarly dude.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I win. I'm just saying I could last more than, I could last like longer in a 30 second round.
It's one of those things where I get quickly humbled when, let's just say there's something that I'm like, I could do that. And then there's someone who's like, I train all the freaking time for this. You're not beating me.
No, you're not beating
him. And that
could
be, video games. That could be sports. That could be gym. That could be knowledge, whatever it is. I saw you in office trivia. I have never seen anything like that ever before. I'm like, I like The Office. You, before they were finished saying the question, you wrote the answer down.
I was almost embarrassed at how much of a sweep victory I took in office trivia.
You missed two out of 50 questions?
Dude, I bet I could beat Mike Tyson in office trivia.
Yeah, not a... Oh, my God.
Yeah, come into my office. Come into my dojo, which is office trivia.
And so, yeah. or I'll play Call of Duty, and then there's someone I'm like, oh, yeah, I think I could play a ranked match. And then you go into that lobby.
No.
I don't get what.
There's a big difference between, like, someone that's really, like, a pro or trains or something.
Right, right.
You know the sport that, like, the professionals versus the non-professionals has the biggest gap, and I hate to say this, it's golf.
That's true.
I think the biggest gap between pros and non-pros in a sport is probably either golf or baseball.
Because people think it's luck with golf, and I did at one point.
You don't get lucky for that long.
No, yes. And I'm like, I'll hit it, and I'm like, it went far. And they're like, well, that's not the point.
That's
like, not just the point to hit it far.
And you could argue that most of the average Joes that are playing golf are over 60, and that's why. But
here's a quick jab.
No, but that's actually golf and baseball, and I think a lot of it is like the hand-eye coordination, the hours upon hours, the thousands of hours of practice that they put in. So, but I've like, of all the sports, I'd say golf has the biggest gap between pros and non-professionals.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So Mike Tyson punched someone in the face. Hey, let's talk about this. Speaking of punching in the face, let's talk about the Oscars.
Let's do it.
So William Smith smacked Christopher Rock. He open hand smacked Chris Rock in the face at the Oscars. Like, the fact that they're all wearing suits, like, everybody's dressed really nice.
It was a movie, dude.
It's like an uppity event, you know what I mean? And, yeah, like, just a nice smack in the face, which, honestly, I can never tell you that I've ever watched the Oscars, but it made me want to watch it now.
Yep, yep.
You're telling me there's fights?
I'm in. Here's my hot take on this. I watch a lot of wrestling. A lot. It's an issue, right? It is my reality TV show
it's
that I watch.
It's real to me.
It's real to me, dang it. That looked very much like a WWE engagement.
I agree that I think it was fake. Or I think it was staged. I don't think it was a fake smack. I think it was staged. And the reason I think that
right,
it was,
That's what I'm saying.
One, the Oscars, does anyone really watch them? I don't think so.
No.
Except for celebrities. It's like their TV show.
That's true.
It's like we don't listen to this podcast a lot because we're in it, but we watch other podcasts. Or we'll listen to other podcasts.
So you think it was staged, it wasn't a fake hit?
The reason I think that it was staged is because Chris Rock, first off, if you're walking towards me after I've taken a jab at you somehow, in that kind of manner,
something bad's gonna happen.
I'm gonna put my hands up, you know, to protect myself.
Protect
the old face.
Yes.
The Holden face. And he didn't do that. He put his hands like together behind his back, but he also kind of like leaned forward and it was like he clenched like his face a little bit. It's like he was almost like prepared to get smacked.
Yeah. And you watch him, how Will Smith changes his stance to throw it. And you're like, well, that's
his hand came for 5 feet. Like he literally had his hand up ready to smack for the last like 4 steps. And so I do think it was staged. I said this before. Kanye says and does crazy things, and it's all part of his plan to gain more fame, and it's worked. I think that was all
people are catching on.
I think it was completely staged because people like, you know, the other thing is like people saying like, oh, well, like Will Smith, like Jada's a terrible wife and that like he shouldn't have defended her. It's like, yeah, but she's his wife nonetheless. But I still don't think he was that like offended by it or whatever. Like, I think it was staged. You know, maybe he had like some anger. I don't know. But then I have to see it from the other side of like, if you said something super offensive to like my wife, I might smack you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I do think that it was staged. Our stance is staged. DM us, tell us your thoughts.
Yep. That looked like wrestling to me, man.
Yeah. Hey, so speaking of, we are in the news episode, right? We said this the first episode 1, all sides. Is a news app that I use. And what I like about it is if you're like me and you get so sick of like biased media, it's actually a really great application to use. So it will give you a article from the right wing, like the article like title from the right and from the left to show you how differently, you know, things are happening. And then it takes that article and puts it together and gives you like a very like, just news article. Like it tells you like the facts. It doesn't have like a biased opinion. You
right,
know?
Right.
So it's a really cool app. There's your typical stuff in here. Like there's one article right now, like feud over masks on public transportation, revised politicized mandate debate.
There it is. What a captivating title that was.
Yeah. And yeah.
So
the right wing, it gives the right wing title. The mask mandate shutdown reminds us that the judiciary matters. The left, why Trump-appointed judge masks decision is particularly disastrous. So it's like it literally is saying like the same thing, but the way they're saying it gives you a heavy bias. So,
right.
You know, one's like the Washington Examiner and the other is like a CNN, you know, and then it gives you your like article from the center based off of the facts from both articles. So it's really cool. Dude, what a polarizing topic. Mask,
yeah.
People lose on both sides.
Yeah, there's not one side more ridiculous than the other.
Both of you are a little over the top.
Yep.
Put your mask on!
Are you serious?
I'm not wearing a mask.
They can't make me. It's like, there's a tone with that kind of statement for a reason.
You're taking our freedom.
Hey, listen. Here's what's so crazy. I saw a picture where a guy's taking a selfie when they announced it. Like one of the stewardess on the plane gets over the intercom and said, hey, the mask mandate for our organization has been lifted. there's like people cheering and stuff, which is whatever.
And
right?
then there's people going, boo.
Are you serious?
You can still wear one.
Yeah, wear one. I don't care.
It's like telling everyone they have to like, hey man, you don't have to wear hats anymore. And somebody getting mad. It's like, well, you can still wear your hat if you want.
Right. I don't care.
Either way.
So the picture is a guy's selfie, right? He has his mask in his hand and he obviously took it off, right? And he goes, this is the picture of freedom. Hey, buddy, get out of town.
You know, it's a true test. I'm just going to say it. It's a true test to show you that you actually haven't been oppressed.
Bingo.
When you think oppression is a mask. Now, on the flip side, I do get what you're saying that, you know, the government shouldn't force you to do.
Sure. Something. Yeah. But also, you don't have to fly in an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Your choice.
Which is, the airplane's not a government entity. It's a privately owned organization.
Right.
So whether the government says yes or no, that's not a freedom thing. That organization can still say you have to do it. And the cool thing about that is if they do say you have to do that and you want to talk about freedom, they'll also, the same people that harp about freedom will get mad at the airline for making you wear a mask when it's not a government mandate. Why? Because they don't really want to wear the mask. It's not about freedom, because freedom would say that airline can make you wear a mask.
There it is.
Because it's their airline. They can do whatever they want.
They own it.
So I think it's less about freedom and more about inconvenience. Now, I will say, I'm kind of the person who doesn't really like the government having their hands in a lot of things.
Right.
Especially my pocket. I'm just kidding. Now hands out of my pocket.
Your physical pockets. Yeah.
No, but like, yeah, the whole mask thing. Honestly, I hate wearing a mask.
Really? Hey, can I be honest with you?
You liked it?
I kind of like it.
But I'll wear it. That's the thing. Like, I don't like wearing it. Like,
yeah.
I don't like the steamy breath. But it's not enough of an inconvenience for me to go to like make it a hill worth dying on.
Exactly. And that's... Whatever your opinion is.
I am not a passive person. You know this about me.
Yes, you are not.
I'm very quick to voice my opinion. But at the end of the day, like, it's just not one of those things that, like, some people make it a hill. Like, I'm no longer going to go to this establishment because they make me wear a mask. It's like,
okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Like,
then don't?
Don't go there. Stop acting this way.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Cut it out. But I am honestly, I'm kind of glad they're dropping the mask mandate. Cause here's the thing. I give the benefit of the doubt. If you are upset about that, you can still wear one.
Right. Right. That's okay. And that's okay.
You can still social distance.
That's the freedom aspect.
That's the freedom. You can still wear one if you want. I don't have to wear one.
Yeah. If you want to look at oppression, go look at the third world countries, how they're responding to this.
They're actually beating people. That are out in the streets,
dude,
for not wearing
just like,
one. It's
like, different. So
it hits different.
I kind of liked it going out in public because I feel like I could be incognito.
That
might be weird because I'm weird.
I can't be incognito anywhere I go. There's no hiding for me.
That's true.
It's always like, hey, what?
Hold it.
I saw you from those mountains over there.
Yeah, that's true. You're a very tall human being.
Very large indeed. Oh, dude, speaking of articles, do you want to hear like some odd articles?
This one.
Dude. This article, hey, the Associated Press, we're going to give you like a bunch of different articles today.
Yeah.
Because we literally wanted to do like current events episode.
Just a wide array of
ridiculous
stuff.
It's just very
stuff.
Random. Associated Press has a thing called oddities, and it's like just very odd news articles. So this article reads... You inhaled it. Man inhales a drill bit during a dental visit. And so,
oh my God.
Can you imagine? He breathed it in, which now I'm like, oh crap.
What do you do?
Could happen to me. Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Which, why would anyone live there?
Dude, so cold. A routine trip to the dentist was anything but normal. After an Illinois man inhaled the dentist's drill bit and had to go to the hospital to get it removed last month. Tom Jozzi, J-O-Z-S-I, Jossie, 60, told WISN.TV that he was at the dentist getting his tooth filled when he was told he swallowed the tool. So, hey, dual thing here, if we're going to be honest, Josh. One, part of it's my man's fault.
That he inhaled it?
Part of it, he probably should have inhaled it. But the biggest thing is that's the dentist problem. That thing shouldn't come off so easy, right?
Yeah, but, all right.
That tool shouldn't come off so easy. That's on the dentist, bro. He shouldn't have breathed it. Now, when they say he inhaled it, did it go into his lungs? Because they didn't disclose that.
Yeah, maybe he choked on it.
I think maybe a little puff of air in, a little inhale, brought it down his throat. But did it go into his lungs? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say something weird about the dentist?
Go ahead.
When you're at a dentist, which I have this weird fear of the dentist.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. They got a bunch of tools in there.
Yeah.
The suction thing, which makes me uncomfortable. You ever clamp down on that thing and then it starts sucking through your nose? Because it does that, dude.
That's a perfect noise, dude. That's
exactly what it is.
I can do that.
I hate it. So,
that thing has some power on it, dude.
Yes. So they got that in there. They got the water shooter thing in there.
Yeah, everything's sensitive.
How do you not just tongue that thing?
Dude, I always
do that. Am I that guy?
I'm always like...
Am I that guy?
Dude, I always...
How do you not?
And they always tell me to get my tongue out of the way when they're doing stuff, and I'm always like... I'm always like trying to... The other thing that was my favorite is when I start like I need them to suction it out because I feel like I'm going to swallow like all the, you know... the cleaning agents that they're using to clean my teeth, which I've heard is bad.
I hate that.
And so I always be like, and they're like, oh, he needs suction. Like, they know what you're saying. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
They know.
So I'm not a person who despises the dentist as much as I used to.
Because
I think adults make a bigger deal out of going to the dentist than they should.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm that guy.
And I get it. It's not. So the dentist has never been like, yay, I'm going to the dentist. I've never been that way.
Yeah.
But in that same vein, I feel like people really dread mild discomfort. Like, it's not that... Like, dude, I had a root canal.
Yeah, that's pretty extensive.
I had a root canal and a crown last year. And the most inconvenience thing about it was my bank account. That, the cost of it.
Yeah, that's... God, it is so expensive for something you don't want to do.
With insurance, like, still expensive. So that was the thing that made me most mad. But honestly, like... The root canal, I was in and out in like an hour and a half. I was numbed up really good. Like it wasn't a problem. You know, they like numb the nerve. I didn't have much pain afterwards. So I say all that to say is like I had like a full on root canal and it wasn't that bad. So I don't know. I know that the dentist is not like my favorite thing.
I don't like it, man.
I have like a checkup in a few weeks. Are you, because I feel like most adults don't do this. Are you a go to the dentist every 6 months kind of guy?
I would be lying right now if I said I haven't returned the voicemail that they left me 3 months ago.
So you haven't gone?
I've gone in the past year.
Because I feel like if you were in every 6 months to the dentist person, you've got like, you have, you're an adult, like you've got it together.
I'm not an adult.
No, but I'm saying like, I try to go every 6 months and for the most part I do. But the thing that I found is most adults don't go to the dentist every 6 months. I feel like.
I feel like that's weird. When someone goes, oh, I don't go to the dentist at all. And I'm like, hey man.
Like I haven't been to the dentist in 4 years. I hear people say that all the time. I'm like,
that's
not so you just go okay. When things hurt, like you need to go all the, it's, hey, it'll cost you a lot less money if you go ahead and go to the dentist now.
That's what they say. Yeah, inhaling a drill bit at the dentist.
It kind of makes me a little hesitant to go.
I don't because
that drill bit should not have broke off.
Can right? you imagine? Yeah, it's on the thing.
Can you imagine getting like a root canal or a filling and they go, hey, by the way, we got to go to the hospital.
Or when you hear...
All the noises.
It'd be horrible. So yeah, don't go to the dentist this year. Recently, it kind of sparked some excitement or disappointment, however you view these artists, on Instagram. What is on Champagne Poppy's Instagram, a.k.a. Drake?
Drake.
Posted a bunch of pictures. Well, in the last picture, it's a picture of him and Taylor Swift. Now, the speculation is, do we get a collab album?
That could be interesting.
Or are you guys together? Which is even more interesting if you think of it that way.
You know what? I kind of hope they do date, just because I feel like there'll be new songs when they break up.
More sad songs? Which is, they both make, well, this is a...
So what'll be interesting, though, is if she dates Drake, she writes, you know, her normal, like, sad three-chord song that she writes about how she's mad at boys.
Right.
And then Drake, diss track.
Yeah, someone's feelings are going to get hurt, and it's not Drake's.
It could be interesting. Album collab from both of them, it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would want to, like, yeah.
Even her voice on, like, a good beat.
And I like Drake.
Not okay.
I like Drake.
Yeah, man.
So.
If you don't like the Take Care album by Drake, we can't be friends.
Thank Me Later.
Yeah, man. What a classic.
Okay. Taylor Swift on a Drake album is like a tomato on a burger, in my opinion. So
really?
If you don't like tomatoes, like me.
Oh, okay. So you don't.
I don't like her music. So, like, if you don't like tomatoes, then, like, a tomato is adding nothing to that burger. That burger is good without vegetables.
That's... Oh, God. I hate that so much. I do not agree with that.
Taylor Swift on a Drake album is a tomato on a cheeseburger.
All right, so let's compare discographies, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, so recently... I don't think Drake's music has been that great.
I don't know. It's been weird.
So let's go back.
Like, he'll have a whole album that one song will be good on.
Right, and that's been the past 5 years, I would say.
It makes me sad, because he
released... Thank Me Later, 2010? Are you kidding me?
Almost every song on that album was a bop.
And then you go Take Care, 2011?
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, nothing was the same?
These are good. These are good albums.
And then was
Houston, Atlanta, Vegas in? No, that was a song.
I think it's in Views, isn't it? I don't know. Doesn't matter. But so that's Drake. Let's go to T Swizzle. You got Sounds of Season.
Yeah.
2007. You've got Speak Now.
Or Forever Hold Your Peace.
You have... Oh, dude. Red? What a classic.
So Far Gone was a great Drake album, too.
That is a good one.
Bro.
You didn't like Evermore, Taylor Swift. You didn't like Folklore, Taylor Swift.
No, I don't like any of her albums.
Lover? Are you serious? Oh, man.
Just the really weird reverb on that song.
Play My Heart Strings, dude. Just play them.
It's like an old vintage reverb on that song.
Like a harpist. Yeah, man.
I'll say this. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, more power to you. I think you should continue listening to her.
But if you're not?
Okay, cool, too. I'm just not.
Yeah.
People are like, I can't believe you don't like Taylor Swift. I'm like, hang on a minute. You can't believe.
I can believe
that. You think
that.
She's so good that you cannot believe that I'm not.
That I'm not saying.
It's not like saying that you'd, I don't like Journey. It's like, you don't like Journey?
Yeah, that's a world-renowned band. Like, of all, like,
you don't like Journey? Yeah, it's different than Taylor Swift.
That's true.
Stop pretending like she's that level of an artist. And I think that's part of the reason I don't. Because
people elevate her to that level.
It's like, we're not talking about an icon. Like, she makes, like, to some, she is. But, like, we're talking about, like, you're saying, like, you get mad at me for not listening. Like, you probably wouldn't do the same for Drake. Like, I can't. Like, if I said I didn't listen to Drake, you wouldn't be like, I can't believe that. It's like, oh, yeah, you don't listen to Drake. Okay, that's cool. Like, but I do listen to Drake.
But not Taylor Swift.
No. But if you listen to her, awesome. That you have amazing, like, you get the opinion of music, and my opinion is
that's what's great about music.
Can be different than yours, and what I love about that is there is probably a ton of artists I listen to that y'all, like most of our listeners, would hate.
You've listened to very diverse music, though.
I've got a lot of so, like, that's why I say, like, my musical opinion, it just because I'm a musician,
yeah,
doesn't mean that it's right. Music is so subjective. So, like, if you listen to EDM and I don't necessarily listen to EDM, like, go for it. I don't care.
No, you're wrong on that because it's not. No, I can't say that.
It's not music. I didn't say that. So, hey, last article as we're finishing up.
This is a big one.
Elon Musk offers to buy Twitter for how much money, Josh?
That's right. $46.5
billion. Billion dollars.
A billion.
Many, many people. Dude, that's a lot of money. And he said, I would love to bring the shareholders with me, but I can offer you $46 billion in cash. We're not talking about an acquisition of shareholders and him putting a chunk of money down. This is him. He can actually buy Twitter in cash and be okay. Because you know what? He's worth, what, $250 billion? He's the richest man in the world now.
Is he really?
He passed Jeff Bezos.
Sorry, Jeff.
Jeffrey Bezos. Yeah, he passed Jeff. He's I think he's like $100 billion richer than Jeff now. He's worth like $250 billion, right? I think.
You're exactly right.
So he is worth $250 billion with a B.
Billion.
So he offered to buy Twitter. And the interesting thing is the reason that he said he wanted to buy Twitter, which I thought was wild. So he said he wanted to offer it to create a platform that would allow free speech. And the reason that he feels so strongly about it is because he says that these social media sites are censoring open voices. And I guess, like, you know, there's one side of it's like, oh, well, then people can incite violence. And that's not the case. I think they should censor, you know, inciting violence. However, it's proven that a lot of these social media platforms are censoring, like, posts that people put that aren't necessarily on the level of inciting violence, more so a political candidate they like or an opinion that they have. And so his point was, he had the TED Talk. Did you watch the TED Talk, Josh?
Of?
Him talking about why he wanted to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
He said the true test of knowing if you live in a free speech society is if you are seeing things on a daily basis that you disagree with.
Yeah.
If you're seeing opinions that you disagree with. And he, you know what? This man is like, he's living in the future in a lot of ways. And that's why he's so wealthy.
That's why he's a robot.
I do think that there's something in him that sees that there is a danger to free speech right now with censorship and social media. And so he wants to buy a social media platform in order to protect free speech.
Yeah. Here's the thing that people are scared of about actual, like, true free speech is that you're going to get your feelings hurt. You're going to get confrontation. Someone's going to offend you.
And having your feelings hurt is not enough to remove someone else's opinion.
That's, yeah. And yeah, exactly.
I'll say this. Sometimes people say things that are hurtful. They say things like the fact that I said I don't like Taylor Swift. You may not like that.
Yeah, that did offend me.
However, like, I think we're all entitled to our opinion. Like, because I could be sitting across from you, Josh, and I could say, I can't believe you listen to Taylor Swift. You're a big, stupid idiot. And it's like, no, you're allowed to believe that. And I don't think you're wrong for having that opinion. Now, some opinions are wrong, in my opinion. In my opinion, of course.
Right, right. But it's your opinion.
But it's my opinion. And so, like, we shouldn't get mad when somebody says something that differs us. We should probably go, you know, hey, they're entitled to that. Everybody's got an opinion on something. So he did want to buy that. And honestly, the premise kind of hooked me in.
Why he wanted to buy it.
Yeah, you want to create, like, he's not going to censor things that are just opinions. Now, he said if somebody's saying something that incites something that's against the law, sure. But if they're just having a different opinion, and it's proven that algorithms are literally keeping people from like it's putting things at the top of your searches.
Yeah, there's censorship going on
that are giving you things that you want. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I agree that I think it could be a good thing if he bought Twitter. I haven't used Twitter.
That's what I was about to say. Can I be honest with you?
It would make me start Twitter again. Probably.
I haven't had Twitter in forever.
I may delete everything but Twitter.
Yeah, no more pictures.
I actually.
Wait, you can do pictures on Twitter, right?
Yeah, it's more like
dialogue, right?
Yeah, I used to be on Twitter, and I haven't logged in.
You're a witty guy. You could crush on Twitter.
I haven't been on Twitter in a long time. I probably had a total of maybe 100 followers when I did have a Twitter. I don't know. So I had no, I had no following. So, hey, speaking of social media, Josh, what you got?
Well, as we close tonight's. Today's, this morning's,
whenever
this afternoon's episode.
Whenever you listen.
A friendly reminder, man, go on Instagram.
Or woman.
God. Go on Instagram, follow us, look up the Talk Boys podcast, and go ahead and subscribe, follow, repost. Guys, we have a TikTok.
What?
And our first TikTok was going to be this weekend. So
I didn't even know that we had a TikTok.
Follow. There's nothing on it yet, but you could be the first follow. I'd say that. It's the Talk Boys podcast. Go ahead and find that sucker. Follow it, and we're going to be uploading some videos. There's a classic, yeah. Some throwback
stuff. So follow it. You're getting us on TikTok. You've requested that we be on TikTok, and we're going to put some content out on there. So
that's right.
The Talk Boys podcast TikTok is going live. It's live now, right?
Yeah, you can follow it right now.
I dare say this. The first 100 followers that we get on TikTok,
oh God,
we will follow you back.
There, yeah, we could do that.
The first 100 followers we get on TikTok, we will immediately follow you back, whoever you are, even if you're one of those promoted on that keeps coming on our post. Well, the first 100 followers will follow you back. Hey, like, subscribe, share.
Pray for me.
Pray for Josh. Him's not feeling good. So, yeah, like, subscribe, share. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, we wanted to try something different with this current events podcast. You may hate it. You may love it.
Let us know.
Send us a DM. Don't leave us a review on Apple that tells us you don't like the turn that we're taking because we're testing something out. That's something we're allowed to do. And the only reason we're testing it out is because we like you and we want to keep putting out good content.
You know when you have a cough and you can't do anything?
I thought you were making a face at what I was saying. It's like, I said we like you and you made that face. I'm like, we don't like people?
No, love people. We love to talk people.
So, we love you guys. Talk to you soon. Hit us up.
Later, Gator.